Breadbox Media programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, healing through trust and surrender, and we'll also discuss Lectio Divina, in Latin, a term meaning divine reading as applied to Scripture. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are called to trust in God. He is worthy of our trust, and we're called to surrender to His will, which is always for our good, always for your good. I think we need to keep reminding ourselves, Abba, Daddy, you are with me, and you love me. Thank you. You created me. Thank you. You sent your Son, Jesus, to die for me and to save me. Thank you. You sent your Holy Spirit upon me to shower me with your gifts. Thank you. I have you, Jesus, so I have everything. Mary, you are my mother, my queen, constantly presenting my needs to Jesus, which He never refuses to you. Holy Spirit, own me, use me. Thank you, God. Thank you, Abba, Daddy. Why Daddy? That is the translation of Abba. God wants a profound personal relationship with each of us, with you. His love for each of us, His love for you, is infinite. Perhaps it would be helpful for us in prayer to address our merciful Father as Daddy or Abba, which I think will make us more aware of our close relationship with Him, of His close relationship with us. A good Daddy is always loving His children and working for their good. Listen to 2 Corinthians 1:1-11. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, with all the holy ones throughout Achaia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and God of all encouragement, who encourages us in every affliction, so that we may be able to encourage those who are in any affliction with the encouragement with which we ourselves are encouraged by God. For as Christ's sufferings overflow to us, so through Christ does our encouragement also overflow. If we are afflicted, it is for your encouragement and salvation. If we are encouraged, it is for your encouragement, which enables you to endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is firm, for we know that as you share in the sufferings, you also share in the encouragement. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers, of the affliction that came to us in the province of Asia. We were utterly weighed down beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had accepted within ourselves the sentence of death, that we might trust not in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. He rescued us from such great danger of death, and he will continue to rescue us. In him, we have put our hope that he will also rescue us again, as you help us with prayer, so that thanks may be given by many on our behalf for the gift granted us through the prayers of many. End of quote. Again, 2 Corinthians 1, 1-11. Yes, our Father, our Daddy, is the God of compassion and all encouragement. We cannot even fathom how much he loves and cares for us. You cannot fathom how much he loves and cares for you. Our Daddy knows best. Perhaps one of his reasons for permitting our illness or affliction or tragedy or crushing cross is that we may be able to encourage those who are in any affliction with the encouragement with which we ourselves are encouraged by God. Sometimes just a smile, an empathetic touch, or a kind word can mean the world to another beloved child of God. We are invited to the happy way of trusting in God, not in ourselves. We're called to ask the Holy Spirit to increase the theological virtue of hope in us. Holy Spirit, pour out a greater hope in me. We are called to be positive. We need to be people of thanksgiving. It is good to focus on the many blessings in our lives each day. It is advantageous to see the cup half full, not half empty. When we worry and we obsess about our difficulties and troubles, we weigh ourselves down in spirit. We weigh ourselves down. Most of our suffering derives from our anxiety. We can be less anxious with God's help when we make the effort to be positive, to be grateful people, and to look for ways to make others happy, look for ways to serve to the extent that we can, rather than centering on ourselves and our troubles. To sum up everything, the answer to every question, every doubt, every fear is to trust in Jesus. Yes, to trust in Jesus. Jesus, I trust in you. Though I am incredibly weak, I am incredibly fearful on my own, when I trust in you, Lord Jesus, and your always present help, I become unshakable. When you trust in Jesus, you become unshakable. Scripture tells us so. Those who trust in Yahweh are like Mount Zion, unshakable, standing forever. Psalm 125, 1. We give Jesus our trust, and he makes a mountain fortress out of us. He makes a mountain fortress out of you, and this fortress is protected by Jesus himself. The Hebrew root of the word Zion means landmark and is often translated as fortress, as according to the book of Samuel, it was the location of the Jebusite fortress conquered by King David. You see, God has made you a mountain fortress. God, our loving Father, your loving Father, please help us never to doubt your care and presence. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust that God will act. Psalm 37:5. With you, Father, we truly have no cause for worries or fears because you are at all times seeing to our safety, to our healing, seeing to everything for our good. Please grant us the grace to believe and come back to your word, to your promise, and to allow you to pick us up when in our human frailty we doubt. Hear me, O house of Jacob, all who remain of the house of Israel, my burden since your birth, whom I have carried from your infancy, even to your old age, I am the same. Even when your hair is gray, I will bear you. It is I who have done this, I who will continue, and I who will carry you to safety. Isaiah 46, 3-4. Yes, God, your Father has been carrying you from your infancy. Perhaps you're old now. Perhaps your hair is gray or turning gray like mine. Well, God, your Father has been constantly bearing you. He has never left you. And you can count on the fact that he will continue to carry you and that he will carry you to safety. God's love and care for us is eternal. He carries us, he carries you to safety from infancy to old age, from conception, meaning fertilization, to natural death. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Daddy, Abba. May I never doubt your good providence, your loving care, and your command over every detail of my life. Well, we're now going to shift gears, and I'll share a few insights into the practice of Lectio Divina. Again, in Latin, a term meaning divine reading as applied to Scripture, the very inspired word of God. I personally found this form of prayer and contemplation of great benefit over the years. Volumes could be presented on the great gift, means, and power of prayer. But I'll use this short time to touch just a little on Lectio Divina. By the way, an excellent resource to learn more about Lectio Divina is Dr. Tim Gray's Praying Scripture for a Change, an introduction to Lectio Divina, Ascension Press, 2009. Some of the insights I share, I borrowed from his book. Well, we're going to take a break, and I'll come back and start off with various facets of Lectio Divina, which I hope that you'll find interesting and helpful in your prayer life and taking advantage of sacred scripture, which is there, God's love letter to you, personal love letter to you. You can take advantage of that every day, and I pray that you will, as do I. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and you can call us at 708-334-1988. We'll be right back to talk more about Lectio Divina.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition, with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find a consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we return to our discussion about Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina actually includes the following. Lectio, divine reading, which is best done very slowly and going over the same passage more than once in a prayerful manner. Meditatio, meditation or deeply thinking over the meaning and application of the scripture we have read, especially applying it to one's own life, preferably not to our spouse or our neighbor, which, yes, can be a real temptation. Oratio, oration, prayer, worship, thanksgiving, adoration, the lifting up of one's heart, intercessory prayer for others, asking for what we think we need, though with trust that our Father knows best, a personal conversation with our loving God and Father, who is so happy when we spend time with Him in prayer. Contemplatio, contemplation or union with God. I'll have more to say about this gift that is really the ultimate gift, a gift we cannot earn, a gift we cannot make happen by our own efforts, but which is freely given according to God's most perfect timing and will. And finally, operatio, operation of grace in my life, the fruit of prayer, faithful witness in one's daily life, or evangelization or service overflowing from the graces of the spiritual life, from our Lord Jesus. Now, a bit of a digression. If you are a lector at your church, which I often have been, may I suggest that we don't just read the Word of God. On the other extreme, that we don't just behave like a public speaker or an actor, giving a shallow, fake portrayal of Scripture according to our human mind. We shouldn't just read and we shouldn't act the Scripture. We should pray forth the Scripture slowly, the living Word of God in the Spirit. Live, Lectio, live, pour out the Word of God from the depths of our spirit. We turn to the Holy Spirit, and He will pray His Word, breathe out the Word through us, if we will only get out of the way. We are called to give the gentle rain of the Holy Spirit to our listeners and to give it a little time to soak in as we pray it forth and not rush it. Now, in private prayer, although steps systematically through Lectio, Meditatio, and Oratio are helpful means in prayer and helpful in increasing one's union with God, it is beneficial to point out that God, in His omnipotence and His unfathomable mystery, is able to surprise and delight us by doing anything at any time in any place, including infusing contemplation, or in other words, a profound union with Him, into our soul due to no particular merit or effort on our part. Dr. Tim Gray points out in the aforementioned book, God needs nothing from us, and everything we have is a gift. He also makes the caveat, in line with my point, contemplatio cannot be attained by human effort alone. It is always a gift of grace that depends on the movement of the Holy Spirit. And an important caution, the value of prayer is not to be calculated in the feelings it generates. Feelings are emotions that blow this way and that way like a feather in the wind. What counts is that we persevere in prayer with love, a strong faith, and equilibrium. As a matter of fact, it is not uncommon for many people to experience a lot of dry prayer, with no consolations or wonderful feelings, rather than experiencing prayer that is full of consolations. When we keep coming back to prayer, regardless of it being like a parched desert, we are truly lovers of God. We live what is called in Greek agape, sacrificial love, divine love, a bleeding on the cross type of love. Then it is clear that we are in it more for God and others than what we can get out of it for ourselves. I am convinced that our infinitely loving Father is more delighted with you, and that you gain more graces when you persevere in prayer that is difficult and dry, when you keep showing up, and when there is necessarily more sacrifice put into the prayer, and therefore more love involved. Love can only be truly manifested when there is sacrifice involved. Jesus showed us the ultimate love, agape, when he hung and bled and died and laid down his life for us, for you, in the most extreme and excruciating way on the cross. That is where the true lovers of Jesus are. You'll find them on the cross with him. Prayer is an encounter with God himself in the deepest superior part of your soul. God is not manifested in our feelings, though he will at times, as only he knows best for our good, stimulate our feelings to bring us closer to him. Feelings are sometimes the means used, but feelings are never God himself, who is the ultimate object of our prayer. Though methods are useful, they are not the main thing. They're not the main thing at all, methods. We need to keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is Jesus, our Lord. Yes, Jesus, our loving Lord. Catechism of the Catholic Church 2707. But a method is only a guide. The important thing is to advance with the Holy Spirit along the one way of prayer, Christ Jesus. End of quote. Another vital point I want to make is that the gift of contemplation, and it is a gift, or could we say, union with God, most often comes, for the most part, essentially as the fruit of the purification resulting from the cross in a soul's life. There is no substitute for following our Lord Jesus on his way, the way of the cross, to advance in holiness. He tells me, he tells you, whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Matthew 10:38. I know the way of the cross can seem hard, but as many of you already know, it is sweet because that's the way of getting closer to Jesus, our loving Lord, our Lord who loves you. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. Cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988.
Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families' partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we return to our discussion about Lectio Divina. Let's consider another favorite scripture quote of mine to drive home this point about the fact that the cross is integrally bound up in our prayer. Therefore, that I might not become too elated, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, an angel of Satan to beat me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I begged the Lord about this, that it might leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. I will rather boast most gladly of my weaknesses in order that the power of Christ may dwell with me. 2 Corinthians 12:7-9. Yes, our Lord Jesus will permit crosses in our lives. Yes, sometimes very difficult crosses. But let us hold on to these words, these encouraging and loving words of our Lord Jesus. He says to you, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. I'm weak. Are you weak? Well, if we're weak, we have a claim to God's grace and his power. I wish to also share a quote to this point from C.S. Lewis. God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks to us in our conscience, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. And do we not live in a deaf world today? Let's do something about it. Let's be evangelizers. Let's share our joy and our love of Jesus and his church with everyone. I also found Dr. Tim Gray's definition of an experience of contemplation very beautiful, which he defined profoundly as a gaze of love. It all comes down to love, to agape, that is sacrificial love. God is love. Prayer is love. Prayer is a trusting union with our beloved Father. Our goal is union with love himself, to be transformed into love. We need only reach out and receive this gift that our Lord Jesus offers each of us, offers you. And through our union with him, we will be capable of truly efficacious operatio so that we can lead others to our magnificent and only God, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. And please know, you are so good at heart. Why? Because God, your Father, made you that way. You are your Father's masterpiece. You are his beloved child. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.